9 out of 10 listeners agree. These guys suck. And the 10th is deaf. It's Rick and Bill on the morning show, WXRO.
I went out with a girl, true story. That's not the laughy part. She made me go see a documentary on Stonehenge. People are flying from all across the globe to go visit a bunch of rocks just because they were built by aliens. Big deal. So is my driveway.
On 95.3 WXRO.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. La 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 la. It's your birthday, it's your birthday. Come on. La 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 la. Birthday.
Ta-da. That was good.
Let's do a little polka. Polka birthday.
I wish we had an accordion.
All right. Let's get to it. It's time for the Birthday Club brought to you by Papa Murphy's Pizza, Francis Point Shopping Center in Beaver Dam. Always love the pizza from Papa Murphy's. Great varieties, great flavors. Things like grilled chicken Mediterranean, the cowboy. Had that pizza combination last weekend. That was wonderful. And, of course, they got the pan pizza that's become very, very popular over at Papa Murphy's Pizza, Francis Point Shopping Center, Beaver Dam. Let's see how many of these people you know. I got to believe, how much TV do you watch, Dave?
Oh, God, probably like half hour a day.
I was going to say, because you're working all the time.
Yeah, TV works really well to put me to sleep at night.
Yeah, I remember you saying that pretty much. Once you sit in the chair, it's lights out, right?
Yeah, a buddy of mine always says, when we work hard. When we play hard. When we sit down, we fall asleep.
That's good. That's very good. All right, here we go. Jenna Dewan Tatum is 23. Have no idea who she is. Anybody? No? She plays on Lifetime's Witches of East End. Okay, I have no idea. This person I know, Amanda Seyfried. You guys know who she is, don't you? Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Seyfried.
Is it Seyfried?
Seyfried.
No wonder. Thank you. Now I got it.
All right. She's 28 today. I always mispronounce her name. You know who she is, Kale.
I know who she is.
Yeah, she was in Les Mis, which she was really good.
Dear John.
According to my kids, exactly. And, of course, she was the main lead in Mamma Mia. She played the daughter of...
Meryl Streep,
yeah. She's a very talented young actress. Brian Bonsall. He is the kid that played young Andrew in the final years of Family Ties. He's also the one that has been arrested numerous times for DUI, drug possession, and assault. Where are Stephen and Eloise when you need them? My goodness. You guys remember Family Ties? Probably not. Michael J. Fox?
Yep.
He's an actor. Okay. Just work with me on this one. Let's see once. We have... I never can pronounce... Kale, you're going to have to help me with this one. Is it Anna Chlumsky? Chomsky? She's
not
33 today. She was the underage star of My Girl and is now on the show called Veep on HBO, where she stars with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. This is really interesting because Anna's great-grandfather actually owned a trained bear, and that trained bear used to appear in Three Stooges movies, which we were talking about earlier. Holly Marie Combs is 40 today. She used to be on Charmed, and now she is on Pretty Little Liars. Brendan Fraser, 45 years old today. Brendan Fraser was George of the Jungle. Also was the male lead in the Mummy movies. Katharina Witt. How many of you remember her? She was the German figure skater, the East German figure skater, that won gold, I want to say it was in like 1984 or so. She was one of those people that back in the day was smoking. I don't know anymore. Oh, speaking of smoking, how about Julianna Moore? She is 53 today. Hello. Daryl Hannah celebrating her 53rd birthday. I thought Daryl Hannah was older than that. I really did think that she was older than that. Racing legend. It says NASCAR legend, Rick Mears. But no, he was not a NASCAR driver. Rick Mears, 62 today. Rick Mears, four-time winner of the Indianapolis 500. He was an amazing driver. Rick Mears was the guy that if the race was halfway over and Rick Mears was on the lead lap and could see and still see the leaders, you might as well pack your trailers and go home because he's going to win the race. He was great. And the wizard himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Ozzy Osbourne, 65 today.
No kidding. And he looks like a young, brisk 85.
That's right. Well, he keeps himself up.
You bet.
And this is
and then he falls down.
And then Ozzy gets into conversation. This is what you hear. Sharon. And then he gets on stage, and you can understand every single word he says. That's Ozzy for you. Kale, what do we have for local birthdays?
Just a few birthdays locally today. Twins Emma and Jacob Hewer of Beaver Dam celebrating their 20th birthday today. Dawn Woodworth over at Moonlight Bar and Grill celebrating her birthday today. Susan Meyer has a birthday. Happy birthday to Franny Lucero. Craig Dykstra of Columbus is 40 today. And Rick, I can't believe this wasn't on your celebrity birthdays. Paul Swenson celebrating a birthday today.
Is it Paulie's birthday today?
Paulie Swenson's birthday today.
All right. Do you have Paulie's phone number?
No, I don't.
All right.
I lost it long, long, long ago.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I'm going to see if we can give him a call. Wonder if I can message this to you. Message, new text message. No, that goes directly to Paulie. Ah, darn it all. I could just tell you what his phone number is over the air.
I'm sure he'd really appreciate that one.
It's his birthday. He could get a lot of good birthday wishes out
there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he probably would not appreciate that. But I did completely forget. Yeah.
Is it? Does it end with 5-5?
Yes, it does.
Hey, I'll call him quick.
All right,
hold on.
Go ahead. Let me know when you got him. We got to... Got to wish Paulie, my former morning show co-host from years ago, guy I still talk to all the time. Got to wish Paulie a happy birthday. He's probably close to 40 now. No, maybe that might be pushing it just a little bit. I want to say that he's 32. Is he older than you? I don't know that he's older than you. You're 32 now? I thought you were older. That says everybody. Nice. Let's wait and see. Get the all clear from Kale.
I got him.
All right. Hey, Paulie.
What's up, guys? Why would you be calling me today?
Happy birthday to you. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Can't complain. So, yeah, I kind of forgot, Paulie. Because I just went out and spent a lot of money on a gift for you, and I completely forgot it was today.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot it was today, too, until I got into work and saw the decorations.
Oh, did they have the office all decorated for you?
They did, yeah. It was nice. I'm serious, too, because I celebrated over the weekend, so and my wife didn't wake up to, you know, kiss me good morning or wish me a happy birthday. So I got in, and I was like, oh, yeah, today's my birthday. How about that?
Look at that. The people that you work with care more than the people that you live with. Get used to it.
Right.
So do you have any plans for your birthday or no?
I have a dentist appointment today, so yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, that works out fine.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't find anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, probably some beer and some pizza in my future.
I was going to say, happy birthday, Paulie. We need to do 3 crowns at $1,500 a piece.
There you go, on you.
Yes. So I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to ask you about. Oh, yeah, I know what I wanted to ask you. How many years is it today?
33.
So you are older than Kristen.
Am I really?
Yeah, I thought Kristen was older than you.
No, I'm, 33 of a third.
Jeez, Louise. Man, getting old.
I know. I'm one of the old-timers here in Janesville, man.
Oh, I know. That's...
Now I know how you felt all those years. Isn't that good?
Hey, thanks for pointing that out. I do the one thing I do want to say, as far as on-air people are concerned, Uncle Bill is the oldest, followed by Moser, and then followed by John Kraft, and then me. I'm fourth on the age scale as far as on-air people.
Well, I've got you number one in the death pool. How about that?
You know what, though? I'm the oldest announcer at The Hog in Janesville.
Yeah, you are, actually.
I'm like way, way older than everybody else that's there.
But you fit the demo perfectly.
Yeah, what, because I'm an old stoner?
Yeah, kind of that's what we're going after, you know, like the 50-year-old, man, 50-year-old guys.
50-year-old that can say all kinds of stuff and get away with it.
Exactly.
That's what we're hoping for. Well, Paulie, enjoy your birthday.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you, bud.
Later.
There's our very own Paul Swenson celebrating his 33rd birthday. Yes, he is older than Kristen. For some reason, I thought Kristen was like 37, and she's not. She just acts like 37.
You're now, getting like zero bonus points right now.
You know what? You know what? She will admit to this. When I say that Kristen is a 32-year-old that is actually an 80-year-old.
Not quite.
Okay, wait a second. What time do you go to bed at night?
10.
Okay, around 10. And if you could, what time would you sleep till?
Well, I get up early.
Okay. I understand that. But what time, if you could sleep, how late would you stay in bed? Would you stay in bed till 10 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, she would. That's right. And in the afternoon, if she's got the day off, what does she do? She's at home watching Matlock and Murder, She Wrote. That's what's happening there. Any other local birthdays, Cale, or is that kind of the run of it today?
That's it.
All right, man. That is the Birthday Club brought to you by Papa Murphy's Pizza, Francis Point Shopping Center in Beaver Dam. This morning show has gone by so quickly today. Always can tell when you're having a good time when things fly by like this. Thanks, Dave.
It was a blast. Thanks for coming down here. Thanks to all my customers. Thanks to you guys. It was fun.
And, of course, Wise Guys Auto, we mentioned it all morning. They are located on Water Street in Columbus. The best way I can tell you is if you're coming from the Beaver Dam area and you cross the train tracks on Highway 73 right when you get into Columbus, take a left. Right there is Church Street, and it'll take you basically right down to Water Street where you'll see Wise Guys Auto. And right now, you guys are helping out the Nick Foundation. Tell us again about the Nick Foundation.
Yeah, we're doing this now till the middle of December, and if you bring in a toy for a child, we're going to do a $15 oil change. We ask that the toy be worth like 10 or 15 bucks. That way we keep it fair. But yeah, and then we're going to donate all these toys to the kids, and Julie at Julie's Java, Julie Hornbacher, she's going to wrap them up and get them all ready, and it's a great thing. It's a way to enjoy the holiday spirit. It's a way to give back to the community, and it's all going local. You know, I mean, it's right here, you know, in the Columbus and surrounding areas, and so you kind of like feel a little bit like Santa Claus yourself.
Good luck on the toy collection and continued success. Hope to hang out with you again sometime in the not so distant future.
Yeah, you bet. I'll consider that maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not sharing your cookies, but that's all right. I mean, who was that you shared your cookie with? That was your sister?
That was my sister-in-law. Yeah, they come down and just want to check it out, you know, be a part of the action. Yeah. Mix it up, because with all the cool hip DJs and stuff.
I could see the look on her face. She walked in, she's like, oh, that's what that guy looks like. I get that look all of the time. Like, oh, yeah, nice to meet you. I thought you'd be taller and better looking. Why do you think I'm on the radio?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe she thought it was going to be all padded walls and, like, we'd be sitting here like, I don't know.
Hey, Dave will even rap for you if you come on down. Of course, Wise Guys Auto, again, is right here on Water Street, and you guys are pretty much open 6 to 6 every day of the week, right?
Yeah, I mean, 6 to 6 Monday through Friday, 6 to noon on Saturday. You know, we just try to accommodate. The number here is 920-623-9905. Just give us a call, stop on by, whatever. Set up an appointment, and we'll take care of you.
It's about honesty. It's about integrity, bottom line.
You bet.
That's what it's all about. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Thanks to Cale back at the radio station for holding down the fort. Everybody have a great day. We will see ya.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm done with my shift, and let me just say, there will come a day when I will make something of my life, and I will never have to set foot in this grease trap again.
What's with you today?
What's with today today?
I won't do two shows a night anymore. I won't do...
Nuts!
Thank God it's finally over. Of course, there will always be the nightmares.